This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on Sports Radio AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. We do appreciate it. We are jumping back down to Costa Mesa, specifically the new Mercado Gonzalez, which if you've not been there yet and you're at all a fan of ethnic cuisine, you really need to see this space to appreciate it. But in addition to everything that is in the Mercado, including the various food stalls, there's something very special because there's also a destination restaurant there called Maizano Cucina. And the restaurateurs that are behind this project have two successful restaurants in Mexico City, came to the United States, now have two restaurants in L.A., L.A. Cha-Cha-Cha and Loretto, which is in what they call Frogtown, and now recently debuted Maizano, which again is a destination fine dining restaurant that's really doing some impressive things. And with all of that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome Jorge Salim back to the show, who is across the console from me. Jorge, welcome back. Now, let's talk a little bit about Maizano. In front of the restaurant, you have this grain silo, which is kind of the key to a lot of the dishes at Maizano. If you can, fill our listeners in on what that's all about, because I don't think there's another Mexican restaurant in Southern California, Jorge, that has their own grain silo right out in front of the restaurant.
Yeah, well, ever since we got invited by the Gonzalez family to this project, we figured out we were going to be between the silo and the tortilleria. So it just made sense for us to create a concept around corn. And just so you know, Maizano is the mixture of two words. Maíz, obviously, it means corn, and paisano, that means countryman. So it's a mixture of both. So we had to develop the whole concept around corn, but at the same time, we were afraid of making it a taco place or a taqueria, because everything that is related to corn is to tortilla. But there's a lot more of what you can do with corn. And of course, Chef Alan, I consider him like a genius in the kitchen. He turned that around and made it very elevated. And you do get tacos, of course, because we as Mexicans, we eat everything with a taco. So we have some tacos, but we're trying to work around it and have a lot of corn, but in many different versions and different styles of cooking it.
And you mentioned your chef, Alan Sands. He's really an artist. So all of the presentations that come out, the food is delicious, but it's also very artistically presented on the plate. And if you go to either our Instagram or our Facebook feed right now, there are some photos of some of the dishes that you will see at Maizano. And again, our word portraits don't really do justice for what's on the plate. So I definitely invite you to take a look. And Chef Allen's acclaim already is spreading throughout Orange County because last night there is a wonderful Friday evening dinner series during the spring and summer that is done at downtown in San Juan Capistrano at the Conservancy Center there. And last night, Chef Alan presented a meal down there. And I understand, Jorge, you recently spoke with Alan because you've been otherwise engaged with all the Cinco de Mayo preparations. But those dinners always sell out. Might there be a menu highlight that Chef Alan did that you could share with our audience? Because, again, this dinner series they do at the Ecology Center It's something very special. It's unique to Orange County. This is a working farm at the Ecology Center. And for our listeners that might not be familiar with this nonprofit, they really do a great job. It's definitely worth it if you want a very different dining experience.
Yes, Chef Allen was there. Well, not from him, obviously, but I got really, really good comments of the food, the staff, everybody was very pleased with what Chef Allen does. And I think you just speak very high of him because he develops these great ideas, but with basic ingredients. So even he really focuses on the high quality of the ingredients, he delivers on a different level. So we're very happy to have him on the team.
And even though his name does not sound particularly Hispanic, Chef Allen was actually born in Mexico City, correct?
Yes, he's born in Mexico City. He's been all over the place. He's been in France, Spain, Argentina, I believe. And he also has this background of the really high-end or fine dining restaurants in Mexico City, like Puyol, like Suits 777. And I think he has that into him, into his creations. But I think he also understands what we believe, that Mexican cuisine has to be a lot more simpler, you know? So I think he delivers a really good mix of both types of cuisine.
And I think an important point, Jorge, that you're making is Maizano is definitely Mexican fine dining. It's elevated cuisine, but it's not pretentious or fussy in any way. Because, of course, knowing your restaurants, that's not your style.
Yes, it was very difficult for us to describe it because fine dining means something for some people and high-end means something for somebody else. So we finally came up with a concept and we call it elevated traditional Mexican cuisine. I think that's how you can understand it best. And, of course, everything it comes from the ingredients. We try to focus on bringing as much as we can from small farms in Mexico. I think that's something we are doing that really helps us feel proud of our culture. And we bring corn, we bring beans, we bring even coffee from small farmers in Mexico. So I think that keeps it very authentic.
Now, one thing we've neglected that we don't is your bar program, because you have an incredible selection of tequilas and mezcals. Tell us a little bit about that, because, boy, when you come into Maizano and look at some of your displays of the tequilas and the mezcals that you feature, those are a lot of labels.
Yes, we try ever since we... Of course, with all the restaurants we've ever done, but especially in this one, Maizano, we try to almost like resemble like what you have on a normal restaurant or many restaurants as a wine list. We try to do that, but like in mezcals and tequilas. If we are here doing the Mexican culture, then we should become like an authority on how to drink mezcal and what to drink. And there are infinite amount of brands right now, and they keep coming. Like every 1 week you hear a new brand of mezcal or tequila coming up. But what we try to do, and I don't want to say any brands here, but the top selling brands in the US are some brands that you don't even get in Mexico. So we didn't feel that was authentic.
It's marketing and branding. Yes. But please go ahead.
Yes, exactly. So we try to do it's not like we don't work with the big brands, obviously, but if somebody's open to try like very certain types of mezcal or tequilas, we have it. And we try to show the customer what's with what and what you should drink with what. And just like I said, we are very focused on giving the authentic experience more than just like sell, you know?
No. It's definitely to your credit as far as doing that. Now, you have something very exciting that's going to be happening soon at Maizano. You actually in the restaurant have a chef's counter, but you are going to be doing special chef-created dinners. Tell us a little bit about that program, and I believe June that will start?
Yes. I mean, It's weird that I pronounce it with a different style of cuisine, but it's sort of like Mexican omakase, you know?
I think we get that. Yeah. But the Japanese won't mind.
Yeah, and it's a good culture to be related to. So I think that we've been getting a lot of regulars that, I mean, they want to try something new. So they've spoken to Chef Alan, and we really appreciate them being regulars. And when you get to the space, you will see there's like this bar in front of the kitchen that you get to see everything being done right in front of your eyes. So we're going to try to develop this like Mexican omakase for this crowd that want to try something, I don't know, a little bit more elevated or a little bit more unique. And we're going to develop it. And the idea behind it is that the best sellers or the dishes that do best, we're going to incorporate them in the menu eventually.
Another point before we talk about your hours and your location, which we need to do before we say goodbye. It used to be not too long ago, Jorge, that if you wanted to get a Mexican wine in a Mexican restaurant, no can do. French wines, few Spanish wines, a lot of California wines. But as we like to say, in terms of a food pairing, the best thing to do with an ethnic cuisine is pair it with that country's wines. You've made a great effort in all your restaurants to bring in Mexican wines. Just tell us a little bit about the philosophy of that.
Yes. Even though we, I think because of the concept or the Mexican food, we are not like great wine sellers. We do a lot more tequila and mezcal, but we really want to implement this idea of authenticity in everything we do. So of course, La Baja and Ensenada is very famous right now in related to wine, but there's a lot of wine, Mexican wine countries all over. So we, and there are very different types of wine, and there are a lot of wineries in Mexico and have been there for many years. So what we try to do is bring, like I said, not the brands or the big brands or the brands that are already known, but we always try to support like the little more boutique brands, because they deliver this authenticity and they are almost like family run and everything. So we really like this idea of bringing them here through our restaurants.
Jorge, as we need to say goodbye, the one thing we haven't done is what is the best website for Maizano? And this definitely takes some explanation. The days and hours you're open, because boy, we don't want people to go to Maizano on a day you're closed.
No. It's maizanococina.com. You can also find us on Instagram, maizanococina. We're located next to or inside Northgate Mercado. We open for lunch and dinner from Wednesday to Sunday. And I don't want to go without mentioning, we have a backyard at the back of the Mercado, and we're going to do some Lucha Libre tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo. So definitely you should go and try it out.
Definitely fun. Ladies and gentlemen, a growing restaurant group in Southern California that you're going to want to keep your eye on. They own LA Cha 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 in the Arts District, Loretto in the Frogtown area of Los Angeles, and now in Costa Mesa, Maizano Cocina. Definitely ones to watch. And we appreciate Jorge Salim making the effort to be in studio. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, yes, as promised, Chef Andrew Gruhl. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Stay tuned.